Well, we want to welcome everybody that's going to be listening to this podcast today. We're at Cross Culture Church, and we're having our Tuesday noon Bible study. We have a faithful group that are here. We're endeavoring to get into the book of Revelation. We have done 5 chapters so far, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. So we're now here at chapter 6. And before I cut this on, I had already discussed, did a short, very short recap of what was going on in the first 5 chapters. So hopefully you all that are listening to this podcast, you read the first 5 chapters, and we're going to go right on into chapter 6. And it says, and I'm reading from the King James Version, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of 4 beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Verse 3, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the 4 beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine." Now, that was a lot in those verses. So what we're going to do right now is to go and start from verse 1 and let us move forward. I just want to get poised for this. And I got to hold the mic here in my hand because if I put it down and move around, you don't get the recording right. So I got to do a little balancing act here. Come on. All right. "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals." When you open a seal, a part of the book or the scroll is revealed. And it says, "And I heard as it were the noise of thunder, and one of the 4 beasts saying, come and see." The word there, noise of thunder, has to do with a proclamation. All right. Just as if a will is open, the attorney or whoever the administrator says, let us now get ready to hear what is said in the will. All right. So everybody's attention needs to be on the fact that now it's getting ready to be open. All right. So and when it gets ready to be open, what's happening? Revelation is going to come forth. So the next thing you see, it says one of the 4 beasts says, come and see. John is here, and so again, he's understanding that this is important, what's happening, and now he's being called to see what is being displayed with the opening of the scroll. And he tells us, "And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Let us come to understand what is going on with a white horse. If you're going in battle, would you really want to ride on a white horse? If you rode in on a white horse in a regular battle, everybody would be pointing bows and guns and missiles, and everybody can see you, right? Right. So what most of them do, they do have a horse, and it is a little bit bigger than the rest of them, but it's not white.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So what we have here is when we see a white horse, we see confidence. When he's going to be victorious, it doesn't matter who come against him. I don't care how you focus in on try to get him. It don't matter. He don't care what color. He's saying, "White, I want you to focus in on me." Right? Is he not the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Yes. It you can have as many as you want, and all God will not. Everybody said will not.
Will not
be defeated. He's not gonna be defeated. So he coming in on a white horse. You know why else is white?
Purity.
Yes. Purity. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
It says only the pure in heart shall see God. He's coming out here and he wants you to see who's coming. He's not coming hid. He's not coming covered. He's coming wide open so everybody can see him. Here he come. Now, as far as we're concerned, in our day and time, the gospel has been seemingly hidden because we who have the word of God have not come out boldly and said, this is who we represent. And that's an indictment on us. Hello. And so I'm here to tell you, the revelation is that we should be as bold as our God. And bring forth one that will not be defeated. If you believe that the word of God will not return void, but it's going to accomplish that which he pleases and prosper whereunto it is sent, why not go boldly? Why not go boldly? And we're going to see as we get down into this chapter 6 that there was some that went bold and they lost their life, but they're going to get a reward for it. All right. So he comes out with his white horse and it says, He that sat on him had a bow. Now, in that day, they did not have guns. All right. They used swords, bow and arrows, and shields. Now, later, they made the bows even bigger so that they could launch spears with them. And then after a while, they put rocks in there. And they could knock down walls with it. But what we got right here is a bow. All right. He has a bow. And a crown was given unto him. And when I looked at that, I said, if you're going into battle, wouldn't you have a helmet on if you're going to battle?
Yep.
Right? He doesn't need a helmet. Because he's riding in victory. Huh? As I look through this, all I could do was think, I need to praise him more. I need to honor him more. I need to worship him more. Because everywhere you see him, he is showing who he is without reservation of any opposition. He is going to be who he is irregardless of everybody that comes upon him. Can we, as being fellow workers, as we've been a part of the family, can we not assume that we have some authority? Huh?
Yeah.
Now I do understand, and I'm not negating the fact that we have weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and we got the helmet of salvation, we got a breastplate of righteousness. I'm not negating all of that. I'm just saying here we're getting a revelation who Jesus Christ is. And we should at least draw from the boldness that he has to take that which we have and work that. Okay? So as I say all the time, when we look at these scriptures, we want to apply them as much to us as we can to the situation. All right? Because this scripture is written for our what? Admonition. It's written so that it can build up and edify us so that we can go out and be who God has called us to be. So now he got a crown instead of a helmet. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. He's already done some conquering, but he's going to conquer. So if to conquer, So if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, is his word, which was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, which comes out of that book of John, then what he did then, he's getting ready to do again, and is doing. Whose job is it to keep the fight going?
Ours.
Right? And so that word that we speak, that gospel that we present, is still conquering today. What really is the problem?
Us.
We are not taking the gospel where it needs to be taken so that the conquering can come to pass. All right? We overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. All right? So here we are today getting in this very first verse. The first seal is open and we see our Lord and Savior crowned up, horsed up, weaponized, right? not only has he conquered in the past, but he's getting ready to continue to conquer, and we got revelation. So now we're at the end and he's still conquering. Who is he conquering in the end?
Evil.
Yes. He's conquering all of those who have come against him. All of those who have denied him. All of those who have what? Persecuted those who have stood in his stead. Right? All of those who have said stuff to us and denied that word and say, I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of you telling me about this. Every time I see you, you know, you got some word from God and you think you all that and all of that. There will be some repercussions, right, from that. But also we get the victory because some that we present that to and stay steadfast, the light comes on, they receive the gospel, and then we conquer and overcome. Right? I can't tell you how many times I've gave my testimony and people said, I needed to hear that. If God can do that for you, yeah. I believe he can do that for me.
Yeah.
And they receive Christ. That's a conquer.
Amen.
That's a win for God. But if we don't take the light into darkness, the darkness stays in power. Okay? All right. So those are the points I wanted to tell you. Out of one. Elder, you got any more nuggets you plowed into?
I'm just eating today.
All right. So we saw one of the beasts. He said, come and see. And you see a victory in what he saw, right?
Right.
We saw our soon coming king riding in hot. Where everybody can see him. He not hid. Mm-hmm. He coming in plain sight. He is a white horse. We can see him. There he is.
There he is.
There he is. His head's not covered. He got a crown on because he's already victorious.
Amen.
Right? He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he coming out. See what it is? Not only do you see the horse, do you see this? You see this crown? I be the king. And not only that, he got a bow. And you best believe if he got a bow, he got some arrows.
That's right.
Huh? And when he shoots straight.
Yeah.
Oh, God don't miss.
Yeah.
He don't miss. So all of those who are opposing him, who said, well, you know what? He ain't been here and I don't think he coming. And you keep talking about this the last day, this the last hour, this the second. That same arrow comes right and pierces the heart and take you out. You can fight and struggle and do, but God is going to win. He's going to win. And so it says he went forth conquering. It didn't say nothing about losing.
Nope.
I mean, do we understand? It said he went forth conquering and to conquer. So he conquered in the past. He's conquering right now. And listen, the word that we have is going to conquer every time we put it out there.
Amen.
But what do we have to do? We got to put it out there. I'm encouraged today. Because when the word of God says some plant, some water, but God bring the increase, I have hope.
Amen.
It says increase.
Yes.
Somebody gonna get it. So we can't get tired in well doing.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
we can't say, man, I've been telling them and I've been talking and it don't look like nothing happening. Really? When that farmer go out there and plant seed and he done dug up all that ground and did all that, if he go out there the next day, he will be discouraged because all he see is some turned up ground and he don't see nothing. But after about a month, a little something will come up out of the ground.
Yeah.
But he is faithful that promise, and so we got to be faithful that plant. Yeah. We got to be faithful that water, and then that's the only way we're going to see an increase.
Yeah.
We got to see it through. All right? So that's what we have here. I want to make sure I got all my little nuggets out. He conquers his enemies in the world, wicked men, some by bringing him to his footstool, some by making him his footstool. All right? When the first seal was opened, the successful progress of the gospel of Christ in the world is a glorious sight, worth beholding and most pleasant and welcome to the sight that a man can be seen in this world victorious. Riding that white horse. All right. I like it. It says here, a morning of opportunity usually goes before a night of calamity. The gospel is preached before the plagues are poured forth. Christ's work is not all done at once. We are ready to think when the gospel goes forth, it should carry all of the world before it, but it often meets with opposition and moves slowly. However, Christ will do his work effectually and in his own time. So as he rides and shoots, we say now, man, Lord, they're not getting saved right now. What's wrong with them? Lord, they still acting up. Lord, I done preached to them. I done talked to them. God know when it's time for the victory. We are the ones that's got to stay steadfast and unmovable. We are the ones that's got to stay focused.
Yeah.
All right? So that was verses 1 and 2. Verse 3, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was what color?
Red.
Red. And the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. All right. I want to stay right there with 3 and 4 before I go into the other one. What is the red horse indicative of?
Bloodshed.
Fighting. War, battle, all right? We're in a battle. We're in a war, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says it was red, and that the power was given thereof that set upon it to take peace from the earth. If you take peace, what's the opposite of peace?
War.
War.
Yeah, if you're not in a peaceful situation, you're in confrontation, you're in battle, you're in strife,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So where there's lack of peace of God, you got problems.
Mm-hmm.
You got attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
You got situations. If you don't have peace, you don't understand that sometimes there's a quietness that need to be there in the midst of some confusion.
Yeah,
right? I talked to a group of men last night in a transition center, and they were talking about arguing with their spouses. I said, the problem that most people have, if they don't have peace and confidence of the Lord within themselves, to understand that the person that they're talking to has the problem. If you got peace and enjoy the Lord, you don't have a problem. But what you need to do is to get that joy and peace inside of you into the people that you're talking to. If you take the wood away from the fire, you won't have a fire after all. Right? If you take fire away from wood, after a while, you won't have a fire. Huh? So a lot of times when you got things going on, if there's no peace there, that's why you got problems. So what you want to do is to bring peace in the home. If you got a home that's full of strife and everything, you have to pray that the peace of God can come in there. Because that will snuff out every fire. It's the peace of God that will put out it. That it's like you take dirt and you put dirt on a flame. It smothers it, right? God said, if you love on people that hate you, it's like putting coals on their head. Heaping hot coals on their head. After a while, they said, they get their mind off of the fact that we got a situation here and I need to get I need to get this fire off.
Soft answer turns
away what?
Wrath.
Yes. All right. So here we got part of the conquering is a battle. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. How you going to have a conquering if there's not a battle?
That's right.
How you going to have a testimony without a test? So here we are thinking that, boy, we just going to cruise through life. And then not the Lord said, in this life, you're going to have some tribulations, but be of a good cheer because I have what? Overcome the world. What did he overcome it with? The blood of the Lamb. Oh, my God. We got to understand what we have as a weapon. Right? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Man, I try not to go anywhere unless I'm throwing some blood out in advance.
Amen.
All right. Lord, I plead the blood over this area where I'm going. I plead the blood over these folks I'm getting ready to see. I'm not trying to be super holy, but I'm just trying to tell you what I got to do and get it right. Because it's a bad man that don't prepare before he goes into battle.
That's right.
There's plenty of scriptures we can get into that. That'll take me into another area. But you got to make preparations. Even if you're going to build a house, you need to take count of the cost. Right? But what we see here is because they rejected the truth, they got turned over to their own way. What happens when you get turned on to your own way? Confusion, strife, because where there's an absence of God, there's a presence of strife, right? But if God's not there, then anything go. The scriptures are plain and simple. Our hearts are desperately wicked. We got problems in our flesh. That's why we got to get born again, right? And so our spirit can take control of this flesh that got issues in it. It's got issues in it. It's a daily battle. If you don't wake up in the morning and repent and ask God to help you to start your day, your mind and your flesh will take you somewhere. I guarantee you it will. It's going to bring back to your remembrance a whole lot of stuff and start helping you plot. Oh, y'all don't want to go with me there. I don't blame you. Y'all want me to stick with the scripture. I ain't going to mess with y'all no more. I'm just saying, we got, because the gospel was rejected, now comes another seal that here comes a horse for battle. Power was given him to take peace from the earth. And what happens? Bloodshed.
And I thought it was interesting. The book says, man tries to create peace, United Nations, and all of that, but it's doomed to fail.
Doomed to fail without God.
Without God, it's doomed to fail.
Oh, I got so many scripture stuff just popping up. Your ways and what you try to do is as filthy rags. It don't matter what you trying to do. You need to let God tell you what to do and have him in the midst of it. All right? It says that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. People kill each other because they don't have the spirit of God in them. The enemy comes in to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. God said, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And in God's life, he's talking about his principles of peace. What are the fruits of the spirit? Long, love, joy, peace, patience, long suffering, meekness,
kindness.
See, so now here,
self-control.
So now look what we have here. If he's taking peace out, then all of the works of the flesh, envy, strife, all of that kind of stuff is coming. And so there's no problem with killing one another, because if you're not going along with my program, you're going to die. Huh? How many dictators out here, if you don't go along with the program? Yes. They just did a documentary on Russia's president, and Putin. Yes. And they were saying, if you come against him, he'll kill you. And it's just a known fact. He can say, I don't do it, but they, any of the other dictators, if you come against what they say, all right, we just got a situation where the Arab guy was coming against the thing, and what happened? Dismembered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They had a plot for it. So if you don't have peace, there's going to be killing one another. So I just want you to look at that and understand, when the peace of God is not present, men take upon themselves to assume to be God, and there will be bloodshed, right? Yeah. And they was giving him a great sword. So whoever has the sword has the power, right? Mm-hmm. We can look at it today.
Yes.
We're the United States of America. We got all these big guns. We got all these nuclear things. So we are the number one nuclear power, right? So world power. So we got this big sword, right? We better know what we're doing.
That's right.
That's why we better be praying.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else want to see anything in that?
It's a scary time, because you're looking at chaos on the earth.
Chaos is already on the earth.
Well, it is, but on a higher scale, on a bigger scale.
All right, so we just not looking at this United States of America or that we live, but if we take a world view, there are a lot of people in trouble. There are a lot of bad dictators out here.
Yeah.
Right? All right. And when he had opened the third seal and heard the third beast say, come and see, I beheld, and lo, a black horse. We got a black one now. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard him say in the midst of the four beasts, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Elder, you ready? You eating today? All right. Here we got the black horse. What does the black horse stand for?
Famine.
Is now what happens when war comes? Food gets scarce. Food gets scarce, because when they're in war, they tear up stuff. They destroy. And how do you hurt one another? You take their food and their water away from them, right? You take their resources away from them. You can kill them just as well as shooting them if you take their sustenance away from them.
And you can see that when we have those sanctions. Oh, no. I was talking about when we have hurricanes and people run on the grocery stores and everything clears out, and trucks can't come in and all that, so... You can see how it can happen very fast here.
Well,
the sanctions that we place on other countries where they can't get supplies.
Right. So famine can happen real quick.
Very quick.
Very quick. Can I just throw out a word? Season. We have seasons, not only in our life, but there are seasons in the world. And so there's only certain times of the year that you can grow. There's certain times that you can harvest. After that, it's not. And so if you have not conserved, if you have not made way, then you're not going to be able to eat. If the farmer don't have a storehouse and put up some of that grain, when the wintertime comes, when he can't go out and pull nothing out of the ground, he's not going to have anything to eat. All right. So now there's a battle going on with us, and how do we need to be prepared? If we're at peace and let God lead us, he can tell us what to can up, what to fix up, what the whole. I mean, I'm throwing some things out to let you see that in the midst of strife and confusion, you don't think right. Neither do you plan right.
Amen.
Right? You can get a windfall in, and if you don't let God tell you how to use it, you'll spend it up, and then when the time comes from leanness, then you done spent your money. Y'all know about Joseph, right? Joseph had that dream and said, hey, we're going to have seasons, right? We're going to have 7 years of good time, then we're going to have 7 years of bad time. So we better put up some stuff, right?
Yeah.
I know y'all didn't want to hear that part, but so we talking about in between this fighting going on and in between this confusion going on and lack of peace, there's going to be a famine. Now, there could be two kinds of famine. There could be famine of food. And what is the word of God? Is it not the bread of life?
Yep, famine of the word.
So now that when we're talking about if peace has been taken out, then that's going to be a shortness of the word of God. And so in between that shortness of the word of God, that it says he had a pair of balances in his hand. What are we going to have? For what you want, what needs to be put in on the other side. We got to measure. All right? Huh? All right? So what can y'all see from that?
Many of us, if we're not prepared, we're
going to
be hungry.
Oh! If you have not hid in your heart, like David said, I hid that word in my heart that I might not sin against him. What is that, the word sin in the midst of that? Right there it means unbelief. That I might not come to a part where I don't believe what God said is true. I want y'all to look at this thing in perspective. It's not sin not believing, it's missing the mark. Sin is missing the mark. So if God says something, that's the red in the bullseye. But if you come up short, then that means you're not believing that you're hitting all around the truth, right?
And circumstances can get you to a point where you start wavering.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. You start thinking. You start reasoning. Well, if I do this, I don't know. Well, what is the I don't know? The I don't know is not trusting what you should know. Because either God said it in a minute or he don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's the crux of the problem is lack of belief.
Lack of belief.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. When we go in for judgment, what is going to be the weights and balances for us? Did we believe and receive him as Lord and Savior or not?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you receive him, then you get the pass. His blood is on you, right? Just like it was on the doorpost, right? And so the death angel come, and he look, either you got the blood or you don't. So when you go before the great white throne, because you don't have no, you know, ain't no sense in running your mouth because you ain't got no blood. You ain't got no, you know, you don't have an attorney, so you a fool for a client. And so you up there trying to talk about, I did this and I did. He said, man, well, your works was that filthy rag. You got to get out of here. I never knew you. Bam. Gone. Then it come to us. We got the pass. He said, now you got the pass, but guess what? Now you're going to be judged for every idle word that come out your mouth. So now, you still don't get away. What you don't get is all of the prizes for holding fast. Because when the things that you did get tried by the fire, if it was for selfish motives, it going up in smoke. Huh? But if you did it in faith and trusting, then it turns into gold, and then it turns into jewels that go in your crown. Hallelujah. I want my crown to be so big and just be full of jewels. Huh?
So you can't even hold your head.
When they start throwing the crown down, I didn't want to fall down like that, but let it roll off my head. Y'all think I be playing. I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. So now I'm going to make you ruler over many. Boy, I'm ready to preach. I can't do it. All right. So now let's get to the measuring. All right. When we get to the measuring here, we see that by standards, if you're looking at what you have, you said a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny, different levels that are that of faith that you have. All right. How much faith do you need and how much faith is required? All right. Now, let me back up. Everybody has been given a what? Measure of faith. So your measure of faith is something that you can build. You can build on your faith. You can take a little faith and make it strong faith. And he told you, even if you got one the size of a grain of mustard seed, what you can do, just think if you really work with the measure that you got. I look at it like this. The measure of your faith will tell you how much you can do in the kingdom. So if you got a little faith, all you're going to do is pray. If you got a lot of faith, you're going to do something. I'm going to say it again. If you got a little faith, you'll pray. But if you got a lot of faith, you'll do something. Faith without works is what?
Dead.
So you need to move from praying to doing. To doing. Because you got enough faith to make some things happen. I see a penny can do a little bit, or a penny can do a lot. I want my penny to do a lot. Is anybody with me?
Yeah.
So what else does it show? It also shows that there is a remnant that in the midst of the battle and in the fighting will be able to get food. Right? When you talk about famine, that means that there's no food. How are you going to be able to get food unless you're that remnant that God provides you a way to get it? Huh? God is showing you right here in the midst of when it always look bad and don't look like nothing happening, he'll make a way for you.
Yeah.
David says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed, what?
Begging for bread.
So in the midst of a lack of peace, in the midst of battle and bloodshed, if you stay fast, God got your sustenance available for you. God will provide.
Manna.
Oh, don't talk about manna. You're gonna make me go there. He gave them enough every day. They tried to store it up and went bad. He said, no, you got to trust me every day for this manna. You got to trust me every day. I told y'all don't go there with that manna. Come on, Elder. Come on. Your other half talking. You're right.
Yeah.
In the commentary, you were talking about a measure of wheat is approximately what a laboring man would eat in one meal.
Mm.
Okay, with one meal. But if he used his penny to buy barley, a cheaper grain, he would have enough for an entire day with barley. Okay. Day's wages to buy 3 good meals of barley. But if he bought wheat, a more precious grain, he would be able to buy enough for one meal. What I'm trying to understand, maybe you can, the oil and the wine.
That's another, well, I hadn't got to that.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that. Go ahead.
No, I was just.
Oh, you're trying to get to, now that is, there's two schools of thought. I want to deal with the fact of either you go and you plan, right, to survive, or do you plan to react? If you're going from day to day, you want a good meal to take you through the day, or do you want sustenance to last you for 3 days? So it comes down to, what do I want? Where is your desire in there? Do you desire to go for the day, or you desire to go for the long haul? All right. But now here's the remnant in the midst of that gets to make that decision. You see what I'm saying? Everybody don't get to make that choice of whether they can go get it for now or go get it for the future. Everybody doesn't get to get that. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the situation from this standpoint. War is going to happen. When the peace of God get taken out, this is what's going to happen. Men going to kill one another because they're not going to have love for one another. Where there's an absence of love for one another, people going to die. When you take life, it's not to be precious. Then you take life. You take life. But in the midst of that, then there's God in there that's done shed, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, right, by the Holy Ghost. So those that got that in their heart, they have the situation where now what are they going to do with the faith that they have? Do they use that faith for today, or do they plan out to use the faith for the week, for the 3 days? So there's a balance, right? Mm-hmm. So who's in charge of the balance?
It's your
responsibility. It's yours. Yeah.
Right. So you're looking at the balance. You said if you got that measure of faith, how you gonna use it?
That's right.
Huh? How you gonna use your measure of faith?
Right.
It still falls to us. And this is the blessing that we getting out of reading Revelation. That in the midst of everything that we look at, we can't be concerned about that because there's a white horse coming. Huh? I don't care what your president is doing. There's a white horse that's coming. I don't care what Congress is doing. There's a white horse that's coming. And the one that ride on him got a crown. He not hiding. You know what I'm talking about? He's already victorious.
Yeah.
So now.
Yeah. There's a part of me, the practicality part. There's some ministries that tell you to start storing up. So I'm trying to balance what they're saying with what you're saying here.
I don't think they're talking about storing up for the last. I think they're talking about the storms.
So, but,
No, they're saying.
You know, the one that come to mind now.
Baker. I mean, stuff that would last for years and years because they feel like their end days aren't close.
Do y'all really want me to address that?
Yes. Yeah.
Why would you not believe God to take care of your needs? Let's go to Matthew 6 settles all of that. He said, if I take care of the birds, if I take care of flowers, that all they do is grow and fall down, then why would he not take care of us? You mean, really?
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, I got some people that I work with.
True.
Let me tell you. Wait.
I'm sorry.
It's all hinged in unbelief. Listen. Are you really trying to keep this?
Okay.
Are you that concerned about your flesh that you getting ready to try to store up some stuff that's gonna last for 10 years? You don't know whether you gonna live tomorrow. And you're not Did we just gotta get through talking about manna falling just enough every day? I'm talking about I don't care what people talking about. I read this thing as to I got to go day by day. The next book I write is going to be about 24 hours. And that's all you got. If you wake up in the morning, you only have 24 hours to make a difference. If the Lord allow you to go to bed, you got to allow and hope that he wake you up. Because when you go to bed at night, that's the closest form to death is you going to experience. You are unconscious. You have no idea of what's going on. You're not making your heart work. You're not keeping your lungs going. I didn't want y'all to take me there today. But I'm just trying to tell you that if you don't have faith every day in God, then you're going to lean on the arm of the flesh, which means you're going to try to rationalize and psychologize and try to figure out some things that God already taken care of. He said, just read Matthew 6. It'll take care of the whole thing because that's the manner of it right there.
You can read Proverbs 3 and you understand that you shouldn't be leaning to your understanding.
Yeah. So I don't.
Well,
people start talking that. Listen.
A lot of us have fallen for that.
Well, listen, all I'm just saying is that you got to stay hands on the plow. Hands on the plow. You got to stay focused. Last but not least, before I go on to this next thing. Narrow is the way, and straight is the gate, and few there be that find it. I'm hoping y'all the few that will stay focused and understand what this said. It said, don't deal with flesh. It said, deal with the spirit. It's the spirit of God. If you wake up every morning and pray, that will direct your path. It's the spirit of God. Listen, he says it's the spirit of God that will bring back to your remembrance those things that God has said. If you hadn't read them, how you hear it?
That's right.
You, when I read them, yes. That word speaks to me while I'm reading. I don't know about y'all, but it speaks to me. Amen. So it goes into my spirit. And the more I meditate on it, I get into Joshua 1:8, meditating on that word day and night. Mm-hmm. Huh? Then I will make my own way prosperous, and then I'm going to have good success. Why? Because I'm not leaning to the flesh. Yeah. I'm leaning to the spirit. If I done digested that thing and working back and forth, I'm allowing God to bring me revelation. Okay. I'm glad for a 401k. I'm glad for a retirement. I got them things. But you know what? That's all on paper. Mm-hmm. Do y'all understand? You don't have your 401k in your hand. You go online and you say, ooh, I got $100,000. Guess what? The market fall. You get another thing and say, you got zero because all that stock you got. You never saw the $100,000 in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see your retirement plan. You see a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you got faith that people. People gonna give you what they say they gonna give you. Mm-hmm. I like Social Security, but I don't count it till it hit in there on the third of the month.
Exactly.
Hello,
right.
Somebody. Are you?
Right.
Am I being too?
No.
Something about this situation here.
Wow.
I'm just. Amen. I wanted to stay focused. I don't be wanting y'all taking me all over there like that. But it's true.
That's part of the Bible study.
Thank you. Because sometimes I be like.
It's one thing that we need to focus. We need to think about when he says, "Don't make idols."
Right.
Okay. Because if you have an idol, you're going to trust in the idol.
Mm-hmm.
So, money is an idol.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you were saying about, I got this on paper, but you don't have it in your hand. But not only that, you're going to trust. That over God, think about it.
But they doing it every day. And so here we are looking at what's going to happen in the end. What's going to happen in end times is there will be a time where there will be no peace. There's going to be some people killing one another. And hopefully I'm not going to be here.
Amen.
I'm going to be gone. but if not. But if not, I'm not going to worry about what I'm going to eat. I'm not going to worry about where I'm going to stay. And I'm not going to worry about any of that. I'm not going to worry about it. Because guess what? If God done brought me this far. Oh, my God. If he done brought me this far, he ain't going to turn around and let me go now. I done trusted him all this way. And then he go, is he not faithful, that promise? I mean, these are stuff, man. Hey. Anybody got the time? Because I have no idea what time I'm on.
And see, here's the other thing. I wasn't
going to
say nothing to you.
You got to go.
You don't provoke me to say something.
Uh-huh. We know you got to go, baby.
When your name is in the book, he ain't erasing your name out the book. If your name is in the book, why are you worrying about what's going to happen to the people whose name ain't in the book?
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead on and close this because I appreciate all of you all that have been listening to this podcast. There's some preaching that's getting ready to go on, so I'm going to have to close this one out. Have a great, blessed, and awesome day.